The following production of the Banged Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
I love the playoffs.
Hum hum!
Bang Radio!
I am very happy to be here!
Oh, put stop it!
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck.
He's Jesus, bro.
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Scrumble?
This is football.
I've had it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side, caught by Diggs.
Stay in the
ball! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
30!
No!
10!
Touchdown!
Are you kidding me?
What a miracle finish!
It's a Minneapolis miracle!
No!
Stephon Diggs and the Minnesota Vikings have walked off on the New Orleans Saints. It's a 61-yard Minneapolis miracle.
I can't believe what I just saw, Kyle. Play.
Fans at U.S. Bank Stadium are embracing each other. They're trying to climb into the box to hug us all. Nobody can find Stephon Diggs. He ran into the tunnel. Yes!
Are you kidding me?
Look at these Vikings coaches. Yes! Let's go to Philadelphia. It's going to be 48 and drizzly, and we're bringing a purple rain.
Bringing up purple rain.
Well, he sounded like him.
Today, I saw a thing. It was too late to include it in the show, but I saw a television broadcast from Minnesota that was a news broadcast. They were talking to some people that were running a travel agency that were going to charter two planes of Vikings fans to go out there, and they were cautioned that if the Vikings win, to just remove your jersey and walk quietly from the stadium. This does come with a warning, Tom. It might be a good time, but these people are serious.
Are you kidding me?
Look at
these Vikings coaches. Yes! Let's go to Philadelphia.
There it is. Let's go to Philadelphia.
That's one of the only times you'll ever hear that. Actually, I like Philly. Philly's all right.
Let's go to Philadelphia.
Right. Wait a minute.
You've had a thing for Howard Dean lately.
Well, because these announcers are just sounding so much like him. I mean,
we're going to California and Texas and Michigan.
Wait, now here we go.
We're going to Philadelphia and Philadelphia. And then we're going to Philadelphia. Yeah!
Oh, hell. I think you've just got wishful thinking.
Oh, all right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 320. Coming up, be careful what you wish for. No re-sign for you, number 43.
No re-sign for you.
No. Who let the dogs out? Why so confident? And who will win that bitch, John?
I'll tell you what. Do me a favor, because I tell you this. That play made a fan of everybody. Go ahead and play that last play of the Vikings-Saints game again.
Chester the single set, burying in motion, right to left, back to the right. Brett Favre goes back to pass, he pumps. Now he fires over the middle, intercepted. I can't believe what I'm seeing right now. You've got to be kidding me. I can't believe what I just saw.
It was the wrong Vikings playoff final. Sorry about that.
Yeah, that was a shame there. Tom, how could you do that? That was cold and heartless. These
I didn't I didn't hear it. Here it is.
We're going to Philadelphia and Philadelphia and then we're going to Philadelphia.
Get it done, baby!
I'll tell you what, man. I'm excited for that football game because I think that the Vikings are going to win.
Yes, me too. But
so, yeah, I think so.
I thought the Falcons were going to win too, you know?
I did think the Falcons were going to win. Now, I will say, everybody, I did not get to watch that game because I was actually up there in Philadelphia. Actually, I was outside of Philadelphia, but I was only there for the afternoon, and I was driving back during the game, so I got to listen to Merrill Reese call the football game on, what is it, WIP 610, AM 610 radio.
Oh.
Let me tell you something. Every single effing play on the Eagles radio broadcast is fucking sponsored.
I believe that.
That man reads a commercial every other down. I'm dead serious. See, me, John Taman on the Bang Radio Hour podcast talking about commercials is sponsored by Philadelphia. I'm telling you what, everything is sponsored. And I tell you what, Tom, I think it sounded a little bit like this.
Ball pass sails high and out of bounds. Incomplete. This incomplete pass brought to you by Philadelphia Bank, home of the 2% line of credit. And that brings up third down and six, Mike. And this third down and six play is sponsored by Wonder Bread. Wonder Bread is good bread. But before that, Mike, what happened on that last throw?
Well, Mayor, Foles threw it up high, and the receiver couldn't go up high enough to get it. Incomplete pass.
Mike, quick second down analysis brought to you by the good people at McDonald's. You deserve a break today. Well, the Eagles need a break on this big third down. Foles steps up behind center.
That quick second down analysis brought you by McDonald's.
That's Mike Quick. That's their color guy. It's Mike Quick. I'm telling you, man, he's got to get it in quick between the commercials, man. So, I mean, Jesus Christ, I don't know whether I'm listening to the game or that fumbled snap brought to you by Bob's Body Shop. Everything. There was a fucking review that was sponsored. There was a fumble that was sponsored.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it was ridiculous. And it was ridiculous that the Eagles won.
Yeah.
But I like it because, Tom, it gives them hope. They told you, Nick Foles, he's something there, ain't he?
Yeah, and he says he doesn't care what all the doubters think.
There's no need to waste my time to say anything about it because we went out there and played great team football. We played Philadelphia Eagle football tonight, and that's the most important thing. I don't need to say anything to anyone except, you know, it doesn't even matter.
It doesn't even matter, John. Just doesn't matter.
Nick Foles not saying anything. Brought to you by Bob Salami. Bob Salami. Delicious salami since 1922.
Well, they are completely embracing the whole underdog thing, you know.
I know, but they're doing it all wrong because Underdog was a stupid cartoon and they could definitely bring it back right now and make themselves look chic and funny all at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. And they several players, you know, they were underdogs last week. Atlanta was favored and they were it's like the Browns. They were wearing dog masks, the fans. And now they're underdogs again this week. So more fans are buying up these dog masks.
Right.
And they literally have become a huge sensation in Philly. I don't know if you've seen them. I mean, all these people, and they're all kind of dog masks. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I've seen this. Now, I only saw the picture of the one. I think it was Staley that was wearing the dog mask. But they're all buying them now in Philly?
Just this one place sold over 500 of them, and they're completely sold out.
500 dog masks.
Another shop. Now, one shop doubled. Or more than double the price of the mask to keep up with the demand, John. Like, what are they
gonna? I have to have the German Shepherd mask.
What's funny you mentioned that, and I'll get to that. But yeah, they were $16. Now they're $40 to keep up with the demand. They said they had to because the original ones were made in China, and now they're buying from pricier distributors. Well, you only had a couple of days, folks.
It's the secondary dog mask market, Tom. And you know what's funny is if they're made in China, maybe there's a chance that there's like some kind of lead powder in each one of them and the whole damned Eagles fan base drops dead in the second half.
A costume shop in Philadelphia, the owner of the shop said, this is a direct quote, "Everybody's calling. This is big. There's no more around. You can't get German Shepherd heads in America."
I bet you could if you put the right price out, but you might not get what you're asking for. Let me tell you something, Tom. Everybody's calling. Everyone who has costumes is out of them all across America. This is big. This is big. Now, you want poodle? I've got poodle. You want shih tzu? I've got shih tzu coming out of my ears. Well, we're all out of dog masks and dog collars, too. I mean, usually at this time of year, we stock up on the dog apparel because, you know, Valentine's Day and everything like that. We do a lot of ball gags, full face latex with dildos on the forehead. Some of them prefer, like, the dildo on the chin there. But this year, it's the German Shepherd, so woof, woof.
my gosh. Oh, on one other note, an Eagles fan got ejected from last week's game, and on his way out of the stadium, he punched a police horse.
There's video. There is video of this. Oh, God damn it. Did somebody put it on our Facebook page? If not, put it on our Facebook page so Tom can drop over and look at it while he's wearing his, his heavy trench coat so nobody knows who he is. But that way he can see this. Dude, he is loaded. They start the video off. He's laying on the ground, right? Did you hear the story of this guy?
Yeah.
He had no ticket.
Right.
Tried to get in the game. So, of course, the two horses come running up on him. The cops come running up on him. And the horse runs right into him and knocks him flat. And the guy gets up and he starts trying to swing like a drunk. You know, his head's all down. He's throwing fucking punches over his shoulders and shit. The horse drops his ass again. Wham. The horse is like, really? Come on. Right.
Now, this wasn't Polly, right?
This is for Polly. This is the last time. We're tired of taking this shit from you, drunk rednecks. Polly's watching this unfold in her barn on Horse News Network. We've got a breaking story up in Philadelphia. Drunk is attacking Boffo, the horse up there. Boffo has laid him out.
All right, let's go back to the Saints and Vikings because we got some other calls from the end of the game. Okay.
Okay, good.
And these are always great. I'll play the final calls first, and then we'll go back to this other analysis.
Analysis.
We got some analysis, but we got analysis in a different language.
Okay, cool. So, you know, Tillyard and I think Ben Boyce both sent us the video that had all the kinds of voices on it from different places, but most of them were Spanish.
Well, here's that Vike Saints call in Spanish.
Tercera y 10 en su propiedad, número 35, allá va Quinón buscando receptor. Logra tirar un pase largo, nada. No, no puede ser, no.
Wow.
Se va, no.
Wow.
Termina el partido y ganan los vikingos.
No lo puedo creer. No lo puedo creer, Stephon Diggs. Wow.
Touchdown para los vikingos y ganan, se van.
Wait, let me go back here to the first wow, right in the middle of all that excitement.
No puede ser, no.
Wow.
Se va, no.
It's amazing listening to him say,
wow.
And then the other guy going crazy. And then he does it when he mentions...
Stephon Diggs.
Wow.
My cousin Speedy made me come up and call this football game. I really don't care what's going on, but wow. That was...
No puede ser. No.
Wow.
Maybe I guess they must be New Orleans. They're broadcasting to the New Orleans Hispanic community because the guy goes, no. And I know what that means, even if I don't speak great Spanish. And I know what
wow
means, too.
Wow.
Amazing.
I just thought of a really cruel joke. And you'll be very thankful out there, ladies and gentlemen, that I didn't say it.
All right. Let's go on to the Germans.
Und da ist nichts zu kriegen. Weil sie wissen, wenn der Ball im Feld ist, wird die Zeit auslaufen. Oh!
Das gibt's doch nicht!
Was ein Spiel!
Das ist doch einfach unglaublich!
Die sind doch des Wahnsinns!
Ich hab Gänsehaut am Po.
Was ist hier passiert? Ich hab geahnt, da ist doch irgendwas ist hier noch in der Luft!
Das gibt's doch
nicht! Das ist ja wie ein Film! Das ist Hollywood! Das ist gescriptet!
Das ist Hollywood!
Deswegen lieben wir Football!
Wahnsinn, das war das beste, geilste Ende, das man sich in diesem Spiel wünschen kann.
Those guys are great, man. They really are having a good time with that.
I love it. Listen.
It's Hollywood. That's scripted.
It's Hollywood. It's like scripted. It's like he reminds me of
Bruce Willis.
That's Baghdad Bob. It's all Hollywood production. There's no tanks here.
Oh, shit. No, man. They can say whatever they want, but there went Stephon Diggs with the football pie.
Holy.
By the way. A Maryland product.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
He did the big thing that was wrong, though. He did one thing that I must disagree with 100%, is he took off his helmet and he threw it, which I don't give a shit about the penalty. It made for a great photo. But then 52 Vikings came down and started beating on his fucking head. You right?
Right.
You remember Cliff Branch used to play for the Raiders,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, he did that one time. He caught a big long pass, and he was coming over the sidelines after scoring a touchdown. He took his helmet off, and they knocked him senseless on the sidelines. They were all smacking him in the head.
I still remember Ohio State and Florida in the national championship football game in, I think it was 07, and Ted Ginn scored on that opening kickoff return, and the whole team tackled him in the end zone, and they hurt him, and he couldn't play the rest of the game.
That's right. That's right. They had to bring in his cousin.
Oh,
his brother-in-law had to play.
Oh, man.
It's a good thing that you guys gave scholarships to everybody in the family.
Man, he had a great game against Minnesota.
Who did?
Ted Ginn.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. He had a great game. I'll tell you what, he had a great second half. In the first half, the Vikings really did just sit down on him. They were fucking mauling him. And I figured the game was probably going to go that way, but damn, I'll tell you what. Who could have seen that shit coming? That was amazing. That was amazing.
Yeah, it was some good football all the way around.
That'll be the kind of thing that in 30 years, your kids' kids will be looking at, like Tyler's kid will be looking at Tyler going, it wasn't that great, Dad.
Well, especially if the Vikings were to go on and win it, because then it becomes like the catch against Dallas in the NFC Championship game, you know?
Right. Yeah, I would say so. I think that it's the Minneapolis Miracle, right? Isn't that what they're calling it, or do they call it the Minnesota Miracle? They should call it the Minneapolis Miracle.
The announcer said Minneapolis Miracle, but, you know, you got the Music City Miracle. Why you want the same thing?
I'll tell you what, I had plenty of good audio from the Vikings announcing team. I listened to the game on their radio broadcast. That guy is the biggest homer I've ever heard in my effing life.
Oh, even when I played the Brett Favre interception, he goes, I can't believe what I just saw.
Right. Well, you know, I'm telling you, next week, in a couple of days, I'm gonna run again on Vikings broadcast while they beat up on the Eagles, and I'm gonna let you hear it again. We heard him earlier in the year, but I mean, Jesus Christ! Anytime the referee makes a call, man, he is.
Oh, you know what though? A lot of people watch the game and they listen to the radio because the fans of that are there that can hear that local announcer, that's what they want.
Oh, hell yeah. I like it. I prefer it. I like the local hometown guys, and that's why, because I like them being homers and shit. I like them fucking cheering or broadcasting the game like they give a shit about it.
Exactly.
Right. They don't show up on Wednesday and have a 30-minute meeting with a player and figure out everything about his season by watching film for a day. You know?
I want this guy.
Oh, my gosh! Woo-hoo-hoo! And there ain't no flag.
That's now look, the guy I'm gonna say this. The other day, Scott Zolak tweeted that out during that play. After that play, Scott Zolak from the Patriots broadcast team tweeted that out, and there ain't no flags with a period after each one of them. So I'm gonna go ahead and call it. He listens to this fucking show.
Of course.
Goddamn right, Scott Zolak, another Maryland product, by the way.
All right. Okay, so now I got this analysis. The German guys, the review of the tackle, or the lack thereof the tackle, by Williams.
Right. They're
going to analyze, you know, what happened.
The replay, right. Okay. Right.
Marcus Williams, der Rookie. Guck mal. Was? Das kommt doch nicht ernst.
Und räumt seinen eigenen Mann weg.
Macht er einfach Kopf runter und fällt hin, anstatt ihm mit einfach ganz normales Tackling. Der Ball ist 10 Minuten. Guck dir das mal an. Ohne Arme, Kopf runter. Alles falsch gemacht, was du falsch machen kannst.
No idea.
Und da rächt sich Rookie aus dem College gekommen. Spielt das ganze Jahr eine Riesensaison. Und dann, wenn es drauf ankommt, macht er den Rookie-Fehler.
Oh, rookie! There was a third rookie. I heard the word rookie three times, Marcus Williams, and college.
I play like the first 12 seconds of it again. After they all go whoop, and the one guy says what he says, he sounds like a little kid waving his finger at somebody.
Springt vorbei
und räumt seinen eigenen Mann weg.
Macht
das. Räumt seinen Mann weg.
Und räumt seinen eigenen Mann weg.
Und räumt seinen eigenen Mann weg. Macht er einfach Kopf runter und fällt hin, anstatt ihm mit einfach ganz normales Tackling. Der Ball ist 10 Minuten. Guck dir das mal an. Ohne Arme, Kopf runter. Alles falsch gemacht, was du falsch machen kannst.
Wait.
Und da rächt sich
I can't find it.
Rookie aus dem College gekommen.
Rookie aus college and something.
Rookie aus dem College gekommen.
It was almost like he was saying a stupid rookie, like he's just out of college.
That's what he said. He said rookie out of college he comes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And whatever I came after, I don't know what he said.
Rookie,
he's a rookie for sure.
Aus dem College gekommen.
I don't know what he said. I don't know for sure. But anyway.
Who cares? God damn it. Go, America.
Oh shit.
Oh. That was good.
Yeah, I tell you what, those guys are fun, man. I like that. I was looking for the Japanese guys, but I guess they're not going to come over till the Super Bowl. But the championship ought to give us some good stuff. So everybody be on the lookout over there. We love our favorite foreigners.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Eine Nunschmannfig. Whatever the hell he said. Tom Coughlin's heading for fucking New England, baby.
Und Nunschmannfig.
Well, speaking of New England, I got a couple Bill Belichick clips. Oh, yeah, we got to have that. We got to have the Bill Belichick clips. First, here he is talking about that Titans defense.
They're a good defensive team. They're good at run defenses. There's been in the league in the last 2 years, and they don't give up big plays. They make you grind it out. We had to do that. We had a couple of long drives tonight where we went the length of the field, and they make you convert to move the ball against them.
We had a couple drives where we went the length of the field, but they make you convert to move the ball.
That's right. Yeah. You got to keep going forward if you want to move the ball against these guys.
Right. I noticed, though, he did not compliment their pass defense. That is a bad sign.
They did ask him about the touchdown from Brady to Gronk. This is great.
Two great players making a great play. Great throw where only Rob can get it. And maybe only Rob could have caught it. But Tom put it where Rob could get it, and Rob got it.
Rob got it, Tom put it, Rob got it. Got that, Tom and Rob, Rob and Tom.
Oh, my gosh.
Two great tastes that taste great together.
We're
going to call them. We're going to call it Gronklet. It's so damn good.
You know, Gronk caught 69 touchdown passes this year. Holy shit, put him in the Hall of Fame immediately. He caught 69 passes this year. How fucking appropriate is that?
Oh, jeez.
And you know, he told everybody, too. I had a video of it, but I wasn't sure what it was from because I couldn't find it anywhere. I found this video, but I couldn't find when it was. It wasn't relevant to when we were talking. It was just Gronk making a joke about 69. So I guess I should go find it.
All right, before we move on to the Steelers game, I do want to play this one Saints fan who was reacting after the Vikings won.
Okay, good. They were hard to find.
Oh my gosh. I think people are like, you know, don't let anybody roll film. I mean, they're seeing what happens, you know.
Well, there's a ton of video out there, but most all of them, because there's a lot of good ones of like an entire bar of Saints fans immediately shutting their mouth and falling on the floor practically. They're all devastated. That's kind of fun, but there's no
audio.
Nobody gets on the camera and starts ranting about it.
Right. So, well, there's a few, and those are the ones we want. So, I mean, you know, this guy's got a rant, man.
He does.
10 mammoth fucking seconds. 10 seconds. And all you had to do, Williams, was make a fucking tackle. One tackle. One play.
Maybe that's what those guys were saying in German.
Weems? Weems?
Is that what he said?
Weems?
He sounded like, I bet you he was calling his dolphin pet. That's how he talks to Flipper.
Weems? Fuck the outcome. I want to let them motherfuckers try to kick a 49 fucking field goal.
It's a 49 fucking field goal, Tom. Well, Troy looks like he's set up for a 49 fucking field goal.
49 fucking field goal. Then ought to just let the bitch ass nigga run free. Fuck that. What the fuck? How the fuck do you let this nigga catch the ball?
Ooh.
What kind of tackle you did?
I could ask that about 100 times every Sunday.
What kind of tackle you did?
That's what it sounds like when the commissioner calls you up to fine you.
That's what he ought to do. He ought to take that and put it on a tape loop. So when he calls up a defensive back, it just says,
"What kind of tackle you did?"
Right. And then everybody's like, "Oh, damn. How much is this going to cost me?"
Oh, my gosh.
What'd he do?
Yeah, what'd he do?
For you rookies, make mistakes. But that mistake right there, motherfucker, that gonna cost your ass a contract, bitch. It gonna cost you a fucking contract. You ain't getting no goddamn re-sign, motherfucker.
Oh, you ain't getting no re-sign.
Number 43, you fucking asshole. You stupid son of a bitch. Number 43, when you seen him did the slap to the corner,
what?
Why are you steady backing up, bitch ass nigga? Oh. You could have came up there to him and stopped him. That's all you had to do. One stop. One stop.
Now you sound like Stephen A.
You get him one stop. Why? Fuck you. And fuck you to Carolina. And fuck you to Atlanta. And fuck you to Tampa Bay. Ooh. And fuck you, bitch. And fucking Vikings. I hope the Patriots win every fucking thing. Fuck all you bitches. Fuck you two in this camera.
He's allowed to buy a gun.
Maybe.
Probably. Wow. Oh, man. Fuck you and fuck you and fuck you. So let's see. Who do we know? That's Tilyard. Definitely fuck you. Diamond Joe, I believe, is a Buccaneers fan. So definitely fuck you. Who else has he got here? Carolina fan. Who do we have that's Carolina fans out there? I can't remember. Is that Matt Wells a Carolina fan? I think he was. Falcon fan. Huber. Yeah, James. Yeah, or Christian. Christian. Yeah, that's who it is. Christian, he's a Falcon fan. And I believe Andrea is a Falcon fan. Although we haven't heard from Andrea, so surprise, we don't get any email from her again this week. Perhaps she is still drowning in sorrow.
You ain't getting no goddamn re-sign, motherfucker.
That's right. That's right. See, when this is the real reason Tilyard is no longer the first fan on the show. He doesn't do anything for us anymore because he came in and he demanded a new contract, and that's what Tom said to him.
You ain't getting no goddamn re-sign, motherfucker.
I was like, hey, let's settle down, boys. We're all gentlemen here.
What kind of tackle you did?
Marcus Williams goes, I didn't.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what, man. There's some good creative people out there putting him in all kinds of videos and shit.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I like the one where he's dancing next to Ray Ray.
40 fucking nine fucking field goal.
And, you know, he doesn't mention that if they'd have just gotten a first and down, they would have probably been in much better shape. So there's a good Saints fan. Most of the Saints fan videos that I found this week were of the jaw-dropping, oh my God, right, quiet variety. Same right as, you know, the Ravens a couple of weeks ago. I couldn't find any of them either because they would just shut the fuck up as soon as it happened.
All right, on to the Steelers game.
All right.
After what was probably maybe the best playoff play I think I've ever seen, John, was that touchdown. I mean, that was unreal.
Which one? In Stephon the Steelers Diggs game or Stephon Diggs? Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, I'd have to really think about it. I've seen a lot of playoff games, but yeah, that was fucking amazing. With zero time on the clock, man, that was just amazing.
Oh, I had this clip. I didn't play this. What Diggs said.
They count us out all the time. Nobody think we could do it. This game was over. I don't stop playing till the clock hits zero. That's it.
That's it, John. That's right. It ain't over till it's over.
That's right. He's on top of the mountain. He should talk all he wants. But now he's got to go up and he's got to beat Philly. Let's go, baby.
I always told my son that when he was a kid. It ain't over till it's over. And
that's right. It's 100% right. I mean, you can fake it sometimes. You can if you get a little tired or whatever.
Yep.
And then, you know, you can be done. Women, y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right. You know who's laughing really hard right now? My wife.
Andrea. Oh. Your wife's laughing really hard?
Right now, because you said that.
She's probably giving you that look from the side of her eye. That's a great one.
All right. So after, this has to do with the Steelers, but after the Patriots game, James Harrison, who is a Patriot now, who's been a Steeler for a long, long time.
And playing well.
Yeah. Picked it up really quick, but they asked him, you know, after New England won on Saturday night, they said, you know, regarding the game tomorrow, who are you going to be rooting for? And this is, here it is.
Who are you rooting for tomorrow? Who's playing?
Team name called the Steelers and the Jaguars.
Tomorrow's what, Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to bump Sunday up to leg day.
What's that mean?
That means I ain't worried about what they doing. I'm doing legs tomorrow.
He didn't know what leg day meant. It's leg day. Got to work on the legs, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, well, obviously, he's a writer, so he doesn't know anything about anything at all.
Right.
So that's why he asks so many questions, because he doesn't have a clue. But really, I like that. I like that. And you know what? I'm tired of Steelers fans crying that you let him go. And I'm tired of all the sniping that was going on between the Steelers and him because he went and signed with the Patriots. You let him go.
Yeah. I mean, would you, you know, if somebody else wants him, what? It's, hey, there it is. It's like the high school boyfriend. He breaks up with the girl and then gets upset when she goes and dates somebody else.
Right. Well, the fact of the matter is, you know, he wanted to play, so he said, please release me. So they released him, and then he went and signed with the Patriots. And what do you know? They're playing him, and look at how he's doing.
Yeah.
So I guess somebody was wrong, and they'll be thinking about that this Sunday while they're sitting at home.
Yeah, he was working on his legs on Sunday.
That's the kind of Steeler you want, Tom, because back in the good old days, we didn't have nobody that we let get away like that. If a guy could play, he was a Steeler for life. And if he didn't like it, we just chained him up in the locker room.
You know, when he said it was leg day, all I could think about was that stupid Geico commercial with the bros.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out, bro. What's that, Broheem?
Broheem?
I switched to Geico and got more. More savings on car insurance? Yeah, professor. And more. Nice, bro-tata chip.
Bro-tata
chip? That's not
chip.
All protein shake. Ooh. That's a lot more. Oh, yeah. I'm all about more Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. You know, James Harrison's from Bro-hio.
He is from Bro-hio?
Yeah. Well,
what he's been doing is he's been whooping some bro ass. And he would probably whoop our ass if he found out we were trying to make him sound like those people.
He bro-deuces on the field, John.
See, I didn't have time to prepare.
I didn't either. When you prepare what? I didn't even know I was going to do this.
Oh, my God. So there you go. Riffing it off.
Oh, jeez.
He produces on the field. That's pretty good. I got to give you that. That's a 10-star joke. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, yeah. Okay. Here's the thing with the Steelers game, if anybody didn't hear about this. Now, right. Roethlisberger, when the regular season ended, before the wild card game was played, when the Jags played the Bills.
Right.
He told a Pittsburgh radio station that he wanted the Jags to win because he wanted to play them in the playoffs because of what happened back in week five. What was it, 51-9?
Right. They picked him off five times or something.
Right. Yeah, that was the game, and we had the clip where he goes, maybe I just don't have it anymore. Right. And so after Jacksonville beat the Bills in the wild card game, there was a couple guys on that team that remembered Roethlisberger saying that. Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack.
Jalen Ramsey held a grudge and said something about it? I am shocked.
All he said was, well, you got us.
Well, you got us.
And and then Le'Veon Bell, did you hear about his tweet?
No.
Le'Veon Bell tweeted that the Steelers, he was excited because the Steelers get to play back-to-back rematches. Like, it was a given that they were going to beat the Jags and go rematch the Patriots.
This is a classic example, Tom, of the Steelers looking straight past the Jaguars. Straight on past them, looking at the Patriots.
Yeah, you think? He did not, oh my God, he didn't show up. He showed up late for a meeting this week. Mm. And then on Saturday, he completely missed the walkthrough. Saturday morning walkthrough. Yeah. He got there with 5 minutes left to go in the walkthrough. And I guess there's also one of the assistant coaches that's consistently late because Tomlin has a rule. You must be in the locker room 2 hours before kickoff, and Le'Veon Bell and some other coach are always late.
Well, what was that TV show that they used to have on ESPN for about 3 weeks before the NFL said, no, don't do that anymore, where they were all going off and doing, they were getting high and doing cocaine and shit in between plays?
Oh,
remember the dude? They called a timeout so he could run up the tunnel and get his fucking. He got his snort.
Yeah.
What the hell? I can't remember what the hell that show was.
Playmakers.
Yeah, Playmakers.
I love that show. That
sounds to me like what's going on. I liked it too, but they did too much at once.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Yep, everything all at once. But I guess that's life in the NFL.
I did find it funny that Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack were the two that said, well, you got us, and they made two of the biggest plays in that game.
You know, it's not even that, because the Steelers put up the points.
Yeah, they did eventually.
Right. What the hell? Where the hell their defense? Oh, I know where their defense went.
To New England. You stupid idiots. You think that that old man James Harrison couldn't stop Blake Bortles?
Well, we're going to find out.
He will find out. I'll tell you what, man. If I'm the Patriots, I'm a little bit nervous about this. Maybe if I'm not, if I'm a Patriots fan, I am, because this is the kind of defense that can throw a wrench into the whole thing.
Well, this is the kind of team that can win it all. Absolutely.
Right. I'll tell you what, I was wrong about Fournette. I didn't think he'd play well in the cold. He went out and trampled all over him. He could do the same thing to the Patriots.
Yeah, and he won't have to play in the cold this time.
And we'll get Blake Bortles at a fucking Super Bowl. And you know what that'll do? That'll make every Redskin fan around here that's a moron go, say, we can get rid of Cousins. We can pick up any old schlub.
Well, I got some audio of Jalen Ramsey. He didn't understand why the Steelers were so confident.
I was kind of wondering why they were so confident because we stomped their ass last time.
We knew we was going to do the same this time. I mean, we were confident coming in the game. I can't tell you why they were so confident. But that went out the door real quick.
Okay, well, it's not like you beat him. It's not like you beat him 51-9. But I get him being excited. I understand. He deserves.
Tell you what, if I'm them, I'd talk shit too. I don't want a cornerback that does not talk like Jalen Ramsey.
Well, now the next thing he says, he's talking to New England.
I ain't got too much to say, but y'all make sure y'all bring that same energy out here next week and the week after. We going to the Super Bowl, and we going to win that bitch.
Right.
We going to win that bitch.
That's right.
Doomer!
Was he calling Doomer? What is that?
I don't know. I have no idea what that is. Somebody's got to tell us what that is.
I didn't know if
because the crowd tries to repeat him, and then the video cuts off.
Doomer!
What did...
I don't know.
Or was he trying to... Was it Super Bowl, and it just didn't come out right?
Doomer!
Doomer! Maybe. I have no idea. I think Cat for Jags. Where's our buddy old Cat? Cat needs to tell us what the fuck that means.
We gonna win that bitch.
Right.
We gonna win that bitch. They are confident. Like I said, that's what your cornerback needs to sound like if he's gonna go in and he's gonna smack somebody like Ben Roethlisberger. Because he did.
Well, you know who's really bummed out?
Who?
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, the poor guy. The poor guy. I mean, you know, the life of Snoop Dogg is such a drag.
Well, here he is.
Our defense is suspect. This nigga Blake Bortles look like Brady out there. We don't deserve to win if this motherfucker put up 35 points on us. We don't deserve to fucking win.
Okay, so they only got 35 points so far.
When
he's watching this, I love it. They make Blake Bortles look like Brady.
So he hasn't even seen him throw that touchdown pass to the big old roly-poly nobody fullback that isn't even barely on anybody's radar.
I'll tell you what, kudos to the offensive coordinator of Jacksonville because he called a masterful game. He really did. He was
well.
Great.
It also helped that Bortles executed. That was a nice pass right down the seam.
Absolutely.
You know, he made some good throws. And Fournette just was trampling.
Come get your money in Uganda, man. Changing my name, too. Fuck this shit.
He's gonna change his name?
This shit sucks, man. Mr. Kraft, get at me about the Super Bowl after party like we always do. These motherfuckers can't get it done. I guess I'll go get that money from the Patriots again.
That's hilarious. He's already jumping the bandwagon.
It sucks being a fan of a team that lets you fucking down. Year after year after year.
Oh, my God. The Steelers let him down year after year. Fuck, you got more rings than any team in the league.
Now stop it, Tom. This is the modern trend. See, we're old and over the hill, but this is how people in America are now. They get everything they fucking want, and they go, I haven't got enough. You people are persecuting me.
Oh, my God.
Everybody's out to get me.
I haven't seen a Super Bowl in 23 years, and it's been twice that for you at least, right?
Twice that? 46 years? No.
I know. You won it the year before we won in 92. You won 91.
I swear to God, I'm glad there's no razor blades around here. Because, you know, we have absolutely no direction right now. We have absolutely no direction right now. If you played a sound effect of an airplane crashing, that's the sound of the Redskins' future.
Mark Rippon lit the Bills up.
Yeah, he did. Fuck yeah, he did. Hell yeah, he lit up everybody that year. He got sacked 9 times that year. That's the fucking key. Keep the guy upright, stop the pass, and you'll fucking win. something.
Man, that is a pretty goddamn good airplane crash effect, isn't it?
Okay, that's what that was. You know what I thought it was for a minute? Look, dude, there is a camera angle from the end zone with no announcers or anything of the Stephon Diggs play. And as soon as he catches it, the place sounds like a jet engine immediately right in your fucking ear. And when he crosses the goal line, oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's insane. I love it. The best video I saw of the whole freaking thing was this guy in the crowd had his phone, and he kept spinning around showing all the Vikings fans going nuts, and they stopped right next to him on this Saints fan with this look on his face.
All right, let's go back and finish Snoop Dogg here.
And they fully loaded, talented. I don't know if it's the coaches, the players, I don't know what it is, but I'm fucking disgusted. Dumbass coaching. Nigga went for an onside kick and we could have kicked him deep.
Oh, here it is.
Pinned him down and got the ball back, but we go for an onside and give him the ball in the red zone. Dumbass coaching. Niggas need to get fired. Fuck all that. We the Steelers. Start firing niggas right away.
We the Steelers. Start firing.
They never fire anybody.
Well, I mean, come on, man.
Well, that's right. They fired that guy in 1966.
You're the number two seed in the AFC. You want to start. You should have beat the Patriots. You should have been the number one seed. Honestly, they should have been. And now you want to start firing, Pete. Now you want to start firing people. Actually, they did. They fired Todd Haley. They fired the offensive coordinator. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he hasn't really been calling very good football games lately, but
the fact of the matter is
I don't see why you fire him for that game, because he put up a fuckload of points.
Right, what are you talking about? Fire the defensive coordinator, not the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you can definitely do that, too. I'm for cleaning house.
Oh, my God.
I don't give a fuck. They're not my team. Wreck them. I don't care.
But if it's your team, come on. You're like, the offense is fine. Fix the defense, you know? Come on.
My team? Yeah, I mean, let's understand the difference between my team and Steelers. They function at the top. Our team does not function.
You know
probably.
What, John? The Redskins won just as many playoff games as the Steelers this year.
That's right. Why, thank you, Tom. That was very nice of you to say.
All right. You got any email?
Snoop Dogg is upset because he can't find no latex German Shepherd man.
I got to go to Japan or China. What was it?
Yeah. Try to get the hookup. All right. We have some email today, Tom. We have some email today. And this one comes from a very famous fellow. It's from Tom Brady. Tom Brady, taking time out of his busy schedule, Tom, to give us an email. Tom Brady writes to say, everybody needs to settle the fuck down. I took a few days off because my hand hurts. It gets a little sore after smacking the rest of you chump asses around all season, especially now that I'm over 40.
Oh, man.
That's a good one. I like that. Thank you, Tom Brady.
Man, they're being very weird about this.
Who?
The Patriots and Brady about his injury. I mean, they don't want to talk about
it. He wore a glove to his presser today.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's could he miss?
You know what I thought?
Could he have to miss the game?
Oh, he's not going to miss the game. There's no way I think he could miss the game. And if he does miss the game, Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be laughing so loud you could probably open your window and hear it. Who is their backup?
Well, I don't know. He's in San Francisco.
I know. Who the hell's left over there? I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up real quick. But I read on Twitter today, somebody had a doctor who surmised that he thinks that Brady had a compound dislocation of a finger, meaning it came through the skin, which he has absolutely no proof of or any way to fucking tell. He just decided to say so.
He was asked if he will play this week, and he said, we'll see.
We'll see. Well, Bill Belichick puts everybody questionable. He probably spun the big wheel and Tom Brady's name came up.
All right, Tom, listen, you're going to be questionable this week, so why don't you take Wednesday and Thursday off and wear a glove to your press conference?
Oh, hey, by the way, the new general manager of the Giants, Dave Gettleman,
right?
He and Eli Manning had a great meeting.
A great meeting?
He and Eli got it, you know, because he was there before.
Right.
And Eli and Zach Diassi and JPP are the only three players on the team that were there when he was there before. But they had a great meeting, so I think that means Eli will be their quarterback next year. So this is wonderful news.
That is good news right there. And Eli says, hey, we ought to take a look at that there, Jeff Fisher.
Oh my gosh! And I was just going to mention you had brought up Robbie Anderson to me about, you know, the Jets receiver who got arrested.
Right. Who had a great season?
He did, man. He had a really good rookie year, and now he's facing charges that include harm to a public servant and family member, reckless driving, eluding police, resisting arrest, and what did he say to the cop?
He apparently, according to TMZ, told the cop he was going to fuck his wife and nut in her eye.
Oh my God.
That's a good one. I got to say that. You know, there's got to be audio of this somewhere. I got to see if TMZ is going to find that. Oh, they got to find it. TMZ, I know you're listening, so go all find right. that audio for Bang Radio Hour.
All right, what else?
All right, we got from Paul in SoCal. So he's down in the land of sun. Number one, Jeff Fisher trades Sam Bradford to the Eagles for Nick Foles. Number two, on the same day, he acquires Case Keenum from the Texans to back Foles up. This looks like a history story here, Tom. Three, a year later, the Rams bench Foles for Keenum. The 2016 draft, Rams pick Goff, Eagles pick Wentz. The Rams cut Foles, who signs with the Chiefs. Keenum opens 2016 as the Rams starter. 3 weeks later, Teddy Bridgewater gets hurt. The Vikings trade for Sam Bradford from the Eagles. Halfway through 2016, the Rams bench Case Keenum and start Goff. The Eagles sign Foles to back up Wentz. The Vikings sign Keenum to back up Bradford. Bradford gets hurt. Wentz gets hurt. Keenum's to meet Foles in the NFC Championship. The moral of the story is Jeff Fisher sucks. That's a long way to go for a joke, Paul.
It was worth
that's
it.
That's a good story.
It was worth it. That was great. I love it.
Jeff Fisher sucks. But we want him to be the Giants coach.
See, John, Giants. It's listeners like that who get the show.
They do. They get the show. They obviously get the show because it's a podcast.
It's a shame that there's not more intelligent people like him that get the show.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to go insulting everybody out there that doesn't listen to us, but those that listen to us have absolutely proven themselves to be of higher evolutionary status.
Right.
Speaking of those that are lower on the food chain, I guess the Mullets have not broken into the show this week, so that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, maybe next week, if we're lucky. Anyway, apparently the people like that. I got a bunch of good comments about that.
Well, I wrote a letter to the FCC.
Oh,
and
way to go!
They wrote me a letter back. I can't remember exactly word for word, but it was something about how I could get in a lot of legal trouble for playing games with a federal office like that. And
all right,
you know, so I went okay.
Okay, well, they gotta take your internet from you. Oh well. All right, that's all I got for emails today.
Well, we did get one, Ken. This is great. Ken would like to ask Ben Roethlisberger, why can't the Steelers beat the Jaguars?
Well, first off, Ken, I hope you understand that it is a great honor for you that I have chosen to take time out of my busy schedule to answer this question. After all, I am a two-time Super Bowl winner, and my time is valuable. So what was the question?
Why can't the Steelers beat the Jaguars?
Oh, hell if I know. Shit, I tell you what, if I knew that, buddy boy, I'd be a much better off right now this week, let me tell you. I tell you, their defense is big, and they are mean, and they like to intercept my passes. I throw their passes out there, and they jump in front, and they take it. They are not nice. Sometimes they taunt me, and I have to yell at them, and I say, "You taunters, hey, you may have intercepted my passes, but I have won two Super Bowls." And now, as far as why our defense can't stop Blake Bortles, I do not know. Jesus Christ. Sheesh. Come on, it's Blake Bortles, you know? He hasn't even won one Super Bowl. Do you know how many I have won?
Two.
Two, that's right. My name is Ben Roethlisberger, and I have won two Super Bowls. Now, look. The Jacksonville Jaguars won, right? And now Blake Bortles has a chance to go and win a Super Bowl this year, although he probably will not. But I told him in our post-game handshake, I said, good luck, Blake Bortles, and believe me, I know how much this means to you, because I am indeed Ben Roethlisberger, and I did win two Super Bowls.
Did he say any? What did he say? Anything?
He was very nice, you know. He said, hey, good game, Ben, which is pretty good, you know, because the Brady... he's an asshole, you know. He wins in the playoffs. You know what he says to me? He comes and pulls you in close and gets his head all up close to you. He makes it look like because the crowd is like, you know what he says? He says, I am lucky I don't have time to stay in town because he would fuck my wife because he is Tom Brady and he has won 5 Super Bowls. Oh, I hate him so much.
Oh,
all right. Well, that's enough of that.
Oh, that's great. Hey, so you know when Diggs scored that touchdown, you know the Vikings won the game, but you know they still had to kick the extra point.
Right.
Remember all that, and there was a whole long, long. You know, we had to wait because you know everybody was leaving. It was over, but they don't even have
remember
to kick
when
it.
That happened to the Redskins and the Cowboys in the championship game. Remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. And they don't even have to kick it. They just have to snap the ball to make it official. That's a rule. It's just the rule when you score a touchdown as the game ends, when the time runs out, you still have to line up and snap the ball, even if you're the losing team.
Right.
You know?
Right. You got to do it. You got to come out and do it. That's what happened
to
the Cowboys.
If you score at the end of the game, but you know you're down by 10, but you happen to you're trying and it's garbage time, you score that touchdown as time runs out. Even though you know you're going to lose, you still have to get up there and snap the ball.
You got to line it up and snap it, yeah.
And it took almost 10 minutes to get the Saints back out on the field. And at that point, the Vikings weren't going to kick it. They're like, okay, we're just going to take a knee. So they took a knee. And so the final score is 29-24.
Right. So I mean, they couldn't find the kicker.
The final betting line on the game was the Vikings by 5.5.
Ooh, now I know where the kicker went. After the game, some guy came walking up and said, hey, why don't you stand right here with me? Here, let's go over here. Don't you go that way.
Half of Vegas was cheering their ass off, and the other half was going, what the fuck is this?
That's terrific.
And speaking of those bets, we were 0-for last week.
Well, we only took one game each, and it was the most fucked up weird way to lose. So, you know, I mean, who the fuck expects Blake Bortles to go up there and do that to the Steelers?
Well, certainly
not me.
I didn't touch that game because it scared me like that. I had the Falcons. I took the Falcons. They were a 3-point favorite over the Eagles. Didn't happen.
This reference to the Philadelphia Eagles is brought to you by Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Philadelphia brand cream cheese. When you want a loser brand of cream cheese.
And that puts you down to 11 games over 500, and I am now 6 games over 500.
Now, Yisman sent me a tweet.
Yeah.
Yisman sent me a tweet and said, I want to make sure you get your proper due. I just listened to number 319, which was last week's show. Tom said he was correcting it from 11 games over to 12 games over 500. He says, I actually get a 2-game bump, not one, because a loss is removed and a win is added. So Yisman's giving me my due. See, here's the thing, though, Yisman. You're asking us to count to 12 at the end of the show.
That's not how I'm doing these. I'm just saying how many you got right over 500.
Okay, there you go. Yeah, we're not competing against one another.
Well, no, I mean, I'm trying. He wants to give you two. He wants to say you were, you know, so last week before this week, you were 11 going in, and I had to add one to make it 12. And he's saying I should have made it 13 because that also takes away a loss. But no, we're still just talking about one game. You either get a game taken away or you get a game added if you win it or you lose it.
I know the bookie didn't pay me. He's paid me that many times. He's paid me 12 times.
Uh-huh.
So
well, before
I think
this
I'm
week,
good there. You're asking us to count to 12 at the end of the show. I'm right. Not speaking for Tom, but by this time of the show, I forget it.
Okay.
Anyway, who are you taking this week? We should take both games just to see.
I
we got money,
dude.
To buy.
I am you. Yes, yeah, says the guy who's got 500 more than I've got.
Come on, have some dessert. Go ahead.
I'm not touching the Jags Patriots game. No way, I'm touching that game.
I know that line seems to be too perfect.
I don't care if the line's 10 points either way. I'm not touching. I don't know how that game's going to end up. I don't even. I can't wait to watch it.
If Brady doesn't play,
that's a different story.
If all of a sudden you start hearing sounds, it's because I'm clicking on NFL.com, and who the fuck knows what kind of video.
I just looked, and that was the most recent thing, as he said, we'll see.
Oh, I was just looking to see who his backup was. Who's his backup?
I don't know.
I'm serious. I have no idea, which is not unusual.
It was that guy he played a game or two, I think. Wasn't the guy who played a game or two while he was suspended when Garoppolo got hurt?
There is nobody else on this list. Let me hang on. It takes a second to get around on NFL.com. I'm trying, Tom. I'm just clicking and clicking. Brian Hoyer.
Oh, wow. The Browns showing up.
That's right. They got Hoyer. No, from the 49ers. Can you imagine? Yeah, they got him from the 49ers.
Right. Well, he was a former Browns quarterback. Could you imagine if he hits Kenny Britt for the winning touchdown?
Well, I mean, I think he's been around a little bit.
Yeah. He was a Patriot before.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the early game. 3:05, Jags at Patriots. I took the Falcons -3 at the Eagles last week, and I'm going to stick with the insanity, John, you know, to continue doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And I'm going to go ahead and take the Vikings -3 at the Eagles.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and agree with that. That's the only game I'm touching this week. I'm taking the Vikings -3. You know, defense does it, man. Defense wins it in Philly. As much hope as you would like to have, I don't think it's going to be enough to carry you over the top.
So here you are, January 21st, Boston and Philadelphia, and it's going to be in the 40s in both places.
That's fine.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Good football.
It won't bother the game in any way whatsoever.
That's good football weather.
But the Vikings might get a chance to play the first ever home freaking Super Bowl.
I know.
That's crazy.
I think they're going to. I think they're going to.
That's true. A lot of people they sent in emails and sent things on Facebook to ask God who they wanted to win. And I'm sorry, but our contract with God says that we're not allowed to reveal who will win because then it's going to throw all kinds of things.
Right. Yeah.
Imagine if God would have come on our show and said, we're just going to go ahead and have them take a knee. So. By the way, Julio Jones, bah, you fucking overrated.
Oh, stop.
Oh, stop. No, I'm not going to stop. Overrated. I've had 3 years with that guy on my fantasy team just waiting for the day he's going to break out. And I know he's got all the numbers and all the games and all of this and all of that. But when it comes down to crunch time, who don't show? Julio. Who don't show? Julio.
All right. Well, I wonder if God bet on the Saints, you know? Got the 5.5 points.
Probably not. Those Catholics, you know, they got too much bumbo jumbo going on down there. I really don't like the candles.
All right. Let's see. So we'll have a bye week after this game. We'll still the game. I would say our next show will be out by the Monday, the following next Monday.
Yeah, I would say. Oh, this show that we're doing right now.
No, the next show.
Oh, the next show.
Yeah,
I don't know. Whenever you're ready to record it.
Well, because it's a bye week.
It's a bye week. Well,
I'm about to have a big 50th birthday, so I'm not going to be available.
Congratulations on making it to 50. Guess what you get to get? You get to get the finger now. You get to go get an intimate experience. You know what? When that happened to me, Tom, I got to tell you, I thought I died on the operating table. I thought that I had died. I did. Because this lady, right, they give you a roofie, right? They give you a Rohypnol, so you don't remember what happens, right, at all. You never go out. You just don't remember what happens. And they shove this big, long thing up your ass.
Oh, my God, I'm going to get Bill Cosby'd?
Well, no. See, what happened was they go, okay, you ready? 10, 9, 8, and then you wake up in another place, and these women were looking at me going, okay, push and go ahead and break wind. Go ahead, push and fart. And
I was like, my God. I'd be in heaven. No, just I'd rather die.
I was like, but you got to push all the air out that they push up inside you.
I'm not
and
doing this.
And I thought,
this.
Wow, this must be great. All these women are demanding.
I am not doing this. Nope.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'd rather die.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You know what the worst part of it is the freaking day before when you got to drink that nasty shit. And,
no. Oh, I'm not doing any of this.
You're
I'm not.
Do it. Yes,
I am not doing any of this. No.
Look, man,
I'm healthy.
You've had a guy going up in there and snip your nuts.
That's true.
This is nothing compared to that.
Oh, really?
All the guys that are in their 20s are listening to this going, Jesus Christ, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it'll be here before you know it.
That's right. And one of these days, you'll look forward to it, Sonny boy. You'll say, oh, boy, I got a date.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
And that's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang. Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. When there's not much I can control, it's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Summer wardrobe weather struggles? Introducing convertible wellies. One minute they're Wellington boots, the next, flip-flops.
Convertible wellies, never going to happen, is it? But with the new BP Me Rewards card, getting more of the summer essentials you love more often will. Search BP Me Rewards to find out more.
So, the kids have asked for a HAPPY meal. You know what that means, right? Big Mac for you. Winner! Just imagine their little faces. But wait, don't say yes just yet. You're the boss. You make the calls around here. Show them your thinking face. No, not your thinking of a Big Mac face. Give them some mmms, ahs, some let me sees. Right, dramatic pause. You're ready. Go ahead. Make your day. Sorry, their day.
Happy meal. Win-win. Served after 10:30 a.m., except in selected restaurants which will serve this from 11 a.m.